The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. A man arrives at the gates of heaven, and St. Peter asks, "Religion?" The man answers, "Methodist." St. Peter looks down on his list, and he says, "Go to room 24, but be very quiet as you pass room 8. Another man arrives at the gates of paradise, and Peter asks, "Religion?" The man replies, "Lutheran." The first Pope Peter tells him, "Go to room 18, but be very quiet as you go by room 8. A third man arrives at the pearly gates, and a similar exchange ensues. "Religion? Presbyterian. Go to room 11, but be very quiet as you pass by room 8. The man wonders, "I can understand there being different rooms for different denominations, but why must I be quiet when I go by room 8? St. Peter explains, "Well, the Baptists are in room 8, and they think they're the only ones here." I'm sorry for picking on the Baptists this morning. Of course, you can put pretty much any denomination in room 8, including Catholics. Because at one time or another, every religion, every denomination has insisted that they alone would be in heaven. And consequently, no one else will. That always reminds me of something surprising that Archbishop Fulton Sheen often said. He joked, "When we get to heaven, there will be three surprises. First, there will be some people there that we did not expect were going to make it, but they did. Second, there will not be people there whom we did think were going to make it and didn't. And third, the biggest surprise of all is that we ourselves might make it." In other words, when it comes to who's enrolled in the book of life in heaven, all bets are off. We should stop trying to guess or arrogantly assert that only my denomination is going to be saved. Rather, as St. Paul taught, each one of us should work out our salvation in fear and trembling. As it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. In the gospel today from John chapter 6, Jesus speaks about the mystery of salvation. Who's going to make it? Before he gives his beautiful bread of life discourse, our Lord asserts, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." You know, it almost sounds like Jesus wishes he didn't have to save everyone that the Father sends him. How about Judas, who betrays me? But of course, he does. Our Lord continues, "And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, quoting Vatican II, asserts something very similar to our Savior, saying, "Those who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ or His church, but who nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart and moved by grace try in their actions to do His will as they know it through the dictates of their conscience, those too may achieve eternal salvation." In other words, both Jesus and His church maintain that there will be some surprises when we get to heaven in terms of the happy faces that we see smiling there. And hopefully our own faces will be smiling there. And therefore, we should work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, not assuming that we're saved. Today, on the commemoration of all the faithful departed, commonly called All Souls, we remember and pray for our beloved dead. We pray they are given a very comfortable room, maybe with an ocean view, when they come to the gates of heaven and present themselves before St. Peter. I pray today in a special way for my nephew Noah and all those grieving parents who have had to bury their children. There are so many who have had to face the very untimely death of a loved one, especially a young person. Their hearts are heavy today. Today's feast gives us comfort that our beloved dead too may be comforted. I hope this feast also casts a more gentle light on our partisan politics, that we don't carry our politics to the grave. That is, St. Peter doesn't have to say to us, "You are in room 14, but be very quiet as you go by room 8, because the Republicans are in there, and they think they're the only ones here." Of course, you can put the Democrats in room 8 too. You know, I rather love the fact that there are so many Catholics in prominent political positions today. The First Lady, Melania Trump, is Catholic. Joe Biden is Catholic. Nancy Pelosi is Catholic. And now 6 Supreme Court justices are Catholic. Catholics are taking over this country. While we disagree on our politics, let us nonetheless pray for each other, especially that we all make it to heaven. None of us is perfect, and none of us should cast the first stone, but rather each should work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. In other words, don't take your politics to the grave. You might be surprised who makes it to heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.